Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's happening, Rugby Rant fans? I'm the Hammer, and I'm back this week with another Run, Pass, or Kick episode. I have to tell everybody, you know, the last two guests we've had on haven't really been the Run, Pass, or Kick type, simply just because of where they come from in rugby. Of course, Tim Brown, I'm sure Corey is familiar with Tim, was on, and he's a known commodity, so we went in a different direction. But we have got a guest on here that I have been itching to do a Run, Pass, or Kick with since I got a chance to meet him in real life when Old Glory DC visited the Hounds. We, of course, have back row or flank. Well, he played eight, but he's a flanker, open side mostly. But nevertheless, we have from Old Glory DC, we have Corey Daniel. Welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm real happy to be here.
Well, at least one person is happy to show up on the show. I'm proud of that. No, it's good to have you again. We chatted a while back and I knew I wanted to get you on the show just since we talked and had some, you know, other sporting interests in common. And I thought it'd be great to get you on. All that being said, I do want to mention Corey CV because, you know, one of the conversations that comes up a lot, fans, is that of the crossover athlete. And after my conversation with Corey, getting to know him just a little bit here in Chicago when they visited the Dogtown and the Chicago Hounds, was that he's really the definition of a crossover athlete. And we'll get into that. I just want to talk about his CV, and that'll give folks at home a little bit of an idea. And correct me, Corey, if I get anything wrong, but I think I'm pretty on par here. So, okay. But don't be afraid to correct me. I want to make sure I get it right. Okay. You're, of course, the cool thing about Corey, folks, is he is from Silver Spring, Maryland. So he gets to play right there in front of some hometown friends and family, which is pretty cool. Two-sport athlete in high school, both football and wrestling. Here's the part I love. Dude was a two-time All-State, non-All-Country tight end, right? Wrestling, undefeated his junior and senior years, finished with a career record of 162 and 22, two-time Maryland State champion at heavyweight, a four-time NHSCA All-American, two-time Fargo Greco All-American. And dude, Greco is that's for studs. Dude, that's just for dudes. Only dudes can wrestle Greco. Afila, cadet Greco All-American, Afila, junior Greco All-American, wrestled at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, three-year starter at heavyweight. I have that right, don't I?
Four-year.
See, I knew I'd get something wrong. I want to make sure we got it right. Four-year starter at heavyweight, 23-9 his senior year, a two-time NCAA qualifier. Again, three-time. What I tell you, folks, our buddy John Cullen, and you may know John Corey, our buddy John Cullen calls a guy like Corey a dude. He just is like just a stud, an absolute stud. All right, I knew it. Let's see, second and fourth at the ACC tournament. And I mean, that's a huge CV in wrestling. And now we're getting to rugby. Of course, he plays for Old Glory DC, USA Falcon, toured Uruguay in 2021 and South Africa in 2022. U.S. Eagle, number 551, capped against Kenya. You know, I got to tell you, I forgot to put up, there's an awesome picture of you holding a white, is it a cheetah in South Africa?
Yeah. It's on my Instagram. Yep. We went to a wildlife reserve there. I was holding, it was a baby leopard, actually.
A leopard. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember whether I figured it happened in Africa because it was at the Bangamoya Wildlife Estate. I figured that happened on tour.
Yep.
And so, I didn't know whether, I forgot whether cheetahs or leopards were in Africa. So
I think they have both there.
Both. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that, but it was pretty cool. Pretty cool photo. Was it sleeping? What was going on there?
No, it was just relaxing. Just hanging out.
Dude, and no wonder you wanted to bring it home. It was chill. Awesome, man. So yeah. I mean, okay. Fans, you get the idea. This guy is again, the definition of that crossover athlete. And before we get into that, you know, I got to ask Corey, are you ready for the run, pass, or kick challenge, mate?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
All right. Getting back into it, I got question one teed up, and this one's a banger. As folks who follow the Run, Pass, or Kick episodes on a frequent basis know, I'm pretty good at lurking on Facebook and social media accounts. It's not that weird. I do it for the show purposes. But I noticed that there were a lot of check-ins at Monterey Mexican Grill and Chipotle. So Run, Pass, or Kick, Corey. Did these visits count towards a Spanish credit at UNC?
I'm going to go ahead and let's see. Let's kick that to you.
He's kicking already. Oh, boy. It's so unlike flankers. I was a number seven myself. I never kicked. But I'll take it. I'll take it. No, we know that the standards at UNC Chapel Hill are very quality. And so they would never do something like that. At the most, you might get extra credit for your Spanish class. I have a feeling you just liked the Mexican food.
That was it. Yeah, spot on there.
Cool. All right, let's get serious now. All right. Being a two-time, we talked about it in your CV, being a two-time Maryland state champ, undefeated junior, senior year, heavyweight. Of all weight classes, that's a tough one. So Run, Pass, or Kick, what wrestling skills have helped you cross over to rugby?
I definitely say tackling. That's probably the main one. A double leg takedown in wrestling is the exact way you want to tackle. You get chop tackle or a higher dominant tackle, but it's still a double leg. So for sure, that's probably, you know, the main area is tackling. But honestly, just with body leverage as well, and being able to control yourself and also control how you move how you get into the breakdown. That's another big area. So there's a lot of correlations from wrestling to rugby. And I'd say breakdown area, contact area, tackling.
Nice. I just want to know, you went off camera for a minute. Did your brother Brady, did he just double leg you real quick?
Or no? No, I set up my phone on a little stand here and it fell.
I know. I'm just giving you some smack. Yeah, that's one of the things I always noticed when I was playing is a lot of the guys we got, and Illinois is a pretty good, pretty quality state for wrestling. A lot of the guys that I played with that were, you know, the best tacklers came from a wrestling background. Our Hooker, man, he was at Wartburg, wrestled D3 at Wartburg. I think he was heavyweight himself, but awesome tackler. I mean, Courtney was just amazing tackler. So definitely a transferable skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into a little bit, Corey, on your story and how you made that transition. Obviously, you know, four-time starter at Chapel Hill. I mean, that's an accomplishment of itself. And yet, you found your way into rugby. And the story is that Dan Payne discovered you and introduced you to the sport. So run, pass, or kick, what attracted you to the sport? And this is a two-parter here, Corey. And if you need me to remind you on the back end, the other part of this question – so again, what attracted you to sport, and then how can coaches at the youth level reach out to kids that are in other sports to bring them into rugby?
When I first started in rugby, I think it was the summer of 2019, a couple months after I graduated from college, and I didn't really know anything about rugby. I knew nothing. And I started watching some games, and then I saw a game live in person, and it was very interesting. I was noticing how every single person on the field was running with the ball, was passing with the ball, and then they were switching sides and defending, tackling, intercepting, everything. So, you know, that was the main thing at first. I realized that, you know, in football, because I played football growing up, that's just, you know, you either play offense or defense typically. But in rugby, you can do it all. I think that was the first kind of main attraction that jumped out at me was being able to play defense and attack the whole game. And that was something I really, really liked about rugby.
So I got to ask you, like, how did Dan discover you? Was he out there watching, you know, collegiate wrestling, or, you know, did you show up on the sidelines and just kind of were, you know, with a friend that was playing and he was there? What was the background there?
No. So when I first graduated from college, I had originally wanted to get back into football. That was kind of like my main focus, but it was tough though. I didn't play in college, obviously, and I didn't have many connections in the sport. But my college wrestling coach, his name is Tony Ramos. He's still at the University of North Carolina, actually. He wanted to help me in anything I wanted to do. And then he gave me had a couple opportunities for me. One of those opportunities was in rugby. He said he knew Dan Payne from wrestling back in the day. And he was like, this guy is, he's the CEO of Rugby North America's at the time. It's a good friend of mine. And he got me, connected with him. And, I talked to Dan. I talked to Dan a few times, and then he actually invited me out to an academy. It's called the North American Rugby Academy out in Glendale, Colorado. And I did that in the fall of 2019. And then I loved it so much, I kept with it and made my way to where I am now.
Yeah. That's an awesome story. Again, going to that crossover piece. So wasn't Tony Ramos, isn't he from Illinois?
Yeah, he is.
He was in Illinois. I don't know how many state championships he won. It might have been two. But I can remember.
I think it was at least two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't remember where he wrestled.
Iowa.
It was, Yeah, yeah, it was Iowa, but I can't remember what high school he went to.
Oh,
was it Mount Carmel or was it? I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I don't want to get hung up on that. But yeah, I know he's in Illinois. Like I said, Illinois produced some pretty solid wrestlers.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it's interesting. You talk about you wanting to go back into football. It's like right now, Gable Stevenson. For those that don't know, Gable Stevenson. Yep. He's a national champion, NCAA national champion, just a monster. Tried WWE, and he's going back. Isn't he playing for Buffalo? Isn't that right?
Yeah. He's on the Bills right now. He's working out as a defensive lineman.
Yeah, yeah. Again, going back to that skill set that's tied to wrestling, right? The tackling skills. So yeah. That's awesome. So let's get to the next question. We don't want to make this about Corey Daniel, not about anybody else. That's why I brought you on. So run, pass, or kick. I'm interested to know what are the strengths of your game, and I think I have an idea, and I think this is the piece that's critical that I really am interested in, especially for those aspiring runners out there. How much time do you spend maximizing those strengths versus working on your deficiencies, you know, in training and in your own practice time?
Yeah, so I would say the strengths of my game are tackling, physicality, ball carrying, and work rate, just work rate around the pitch. and then going off of that on how much time I spend on those things, because those are my strengths, I spend a lot of time on them to keep honing them. But I also want to make sure I'm getting time in my areas of weakness. I would say, you know, just like simple catch pass, things like that, and also stuff in the line out. So I do that stuff even more. I don't know what the percentage is basically, but I'm working on my areas of weakness more to hone those, but I'm also keeping up with my with the areas of strength as well.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, like whenever you talk about an athlete, especially athletes that are coming into rugby, not necessarily as their first sport, you know, just again, you know, maximizing what they do well, and then, you know, identifying and working on those weaknesses. Or is that something, you know, hey, what do I need to work on? Is that something you work with coaches on identifying and working on? Or is that something you just kind of watch your own film and... Sorry, my leopards are restless. Is that something where you watch film and you just have identified it on your own? Because I know you probably are accustomed to watching film from both the football end, but also from the wrestling end.
Yeah, so it's definitely from both. Talking with coaches throughout my years of rugby, and getting all types of knowledge from them. But I'm also watching film. I'm watching film every day. On myself and our Old Glory trainings, and also who we're playing, and games like that, and also international games. So I pick up bits and pieces from everywhere. I'm always trying to find areas to improve on.
I got to ask this. This is off the cuff, not a run, pass, or kick. I'm just curious because I was one of those guys when I was and I played a long time ago. I'm a 53-year-old old guy. But there were guys that I liked watching, you know, at my position that I was particularly fond of paying attention to. You know, is there an international or is there an opponent, perhaps one or the other or both, that you particularly like to watch and just kind of pick up subtleties from their game?
Yeah, the main two that I've been watching are Sam Kane and Josh Vandefleer, two of the world's best in my position. I aspire to be like them and to improve my game to the potential of their game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm sure you probably watched quite a bit of that World Cup and some of the matches leading up to the last World Cup. And like, dude, he was getting a bunch of flack from Kiwis. Like a lot of Kiwis were on his case.
Yeah, you know, leading
the World Cup. I couldn't believe it.
Just coming off an injury and not playing as well. But if you go back and watch that game, the World Cup semifinal between Ireland and the All Blacks, He had just an unreal game. And I think I put a lot of those doubters out there, make them quiet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, he came through in that game like he was a man amongst boys, just showed out and kind of sent a subtle message. And that's what the other thing I loved about Sam Cain is he let his actions speak for himself. He didn't talk, just said what he needed to say, spoke to his boys, his captain, and let his, you know, let his record, let his work rate, let his actions on the pitch do all the talking. So
yep.
Definitely a good role model for those that are aspiring flankers, especially open sides. Go check out Sam Cain. I think he just retired, didn't he? He was recognized by Waikato in a big celebration, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he may have. I know he just spent this past year in Japan. But I think he might have retired from international rugby at least.
Yeah, for sure. I had the pleasure of meeting him, got a nice picture with him. He's a heck of a bloke, but, awesome person to kind of watch and pay attention to for aspiring flankers. All right. So before we go to break, I got one more question and then we'll come back with a quick dap. So folks stick around. Don't be shy. We're going to have more with Cordiano. Before we do go to that break, I have a question. We're going to get into Corey's career here a little bit more as we move forward, but I got to ask, run pass or quick kick? Clearly you're doing something right? Because I went back, first of all, I noticed that Corey, as of the recording this week, we were just on the heels of week 16. I noticed that Corey was on the starting first 15 of the MLR, and I'm like, ah, man, perfect timing to have this man on, just like showed out. And then I get him on the show, just shows just how great a timing I really do have. But then I started looking back and I'm like, I didn't so feel so good about myself. Cause I'm like, dude has been on six first 15s this season, like week 16, he's been in a third of those teams. That's impressive for a guy that's been playing this game for just 4 years. So run, pass, or kick. Are you a better rugby player or wrestler?
I think I'm going to pass that.
All right. No worries. Man, I don't know. I could understand why that's a tough one, and I respect that you're not going to answer it, but man, you've got one hell of a CV in both, in both sports. So certainly something to be proud of. And like I said, man, you're just killing it this year. It's been great to see you, doing that.
Thanks.
So, all right. Yeah. It's been awesome. It was even better getting to meet you there with my guy, Bill Whiteside,
yep.
who ran around in the college pitches with my kid. So it's been a lot of fun. Folks, like I said, stick around. Corey, I got to ask before we go to break, you're repping some Old Glory gear right there, aren't you?
I am. That's it. Oh. It's the polo.
Yeah, there you go. I was just going to talk about the fact before we go to break, Rugby Now is our sponsor. And of course, Shop MLR, which is powered by Rugby Now. Shop MLR has those polos for sale, folks. So you want to get yourself an Old Glory polo. If you're an Old Glory fan, I know there are a bunch of you that pay attention to watch. Go get one. You can do so now. They'll ship it fast. This is going to come out sometime later in the week, but man, you'll have it by, week 18 in time for the playoffs. If you're a NOLA fan, I wore Corey, I wore this because Rugby Now sent this to me ahead of the crowd being everybody else being able to order this. They wanted me to show it off and show it out. This is, of course, the NOLA Gold City jersey. Becky Foss, a local artist, she's got her embroidered, script on the jersey, real nice piece. But there's a lot of cool gear. Old Glory has a great red training shirt that you guys can pick up, and nice hoodies on there. Of course, both home and away kit. So check out Rugby Now, Shop MLR. You can get yourself some sweet swag, just like the man is wearing, Corey Daniel, right here. So check it out. But like I said, we got to go to commercial break, pay some homage to our supporters at Rugby Now. But stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with a fresh look at the quick tap from this man, Corey Daniel.
When we pick up the ball, we also pick up a legacy. A legacy that stretches beyond your current team. A legacy built on the backs of those who came before you with hard work. And for those who will come after you, we promise it won't be easy. But we'll be there, supporting you on and off the field.
Yeah, they do support us. And like I said, they get all that stuff out fast. I get my gear usually within 2 to 3 days. So check out Rugby Now or Power Shop MLR. Get your sweet kit, the Kappa kit, from all the teams. But let's focus back on this man, the man of the hour, Corey Daniel. And we're going to do a little quick tap. For those that don't know, it's in either this or that. Here's the fun part. Corey can't kick and he can't pass. He has got to take each one of these head on, but I'm sure as a flanker, likes to run with the ball, loves the contact, doesn't mind doing a bit of it right now with the quick taps. For these, my bad. I got 5 of these. The ghost of Scott Ferrari is killing me. All right, I got 5 of these teed up. All right, first one. All right, better way to win. The quick pin or a 7-minute battle is on the mat.
On the mat.
Yeah.
7-minute battle.
7-minute battle. For those who don't know, college is 7 minutes, not 6 minutes like high school. Like the 7-minute battle. I like it, man. Guy likes to grind. Talked about earlier, he's got a motor. He likes to get around the pitch. That's the strength of his game. So I'm sure he was a pretty fit heavyweight in his days of wrestling, which is awesome. All right, better style. Here's the tough one, Corey. Better style. I should say, I should go with Greco. I'll give you three options. Okay. Freestyle, Greco, or folk style.
All right. Well, since you gave me three options, then Greco.
Greco. You like the big throw, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Listen, I got to have you. If you're ever in Chicago, I got to have you in. And you could do a little Greco throwing clinic for my wrestlers.
Okay.
They could use it. So that's cool. I like it. I got to ask you kind of off the cuff here, because while I'm on it, did you wrestle? Were you in college before or during the 3-point takedown?
No, I was. It was before me.
Before you.
Yeah.
And so high school
I was before the 3-point takedown.
Right, right. No, yeah. That's right. Understood. So you never experienced a 3-point takedown. It was always two. Riding time is really emphasized in the college wrestling, obviously. And now in high school, I don't know if you're aware of this, high school now has a 3-point takedown, and now they're doing a 4-point near fall. So really? That four swipes gives you 4 points on the near fall. I'd be curious just to get your thoughts on that at some point.
Yeah, I mean that's actually pretty interesting. I guess are techs still 15 points?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's probably a lot more quicker techs now. Yeah. I guess that's interesting. I wonder, you know, part of the reason why they did that probably is to speed up matches maybe. And also to emphasize scoring.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think they want to kind of reward takedown artists, if you will. Those specialists, those guys like to get some takedowns. And I think they balanced it with the force wipes. But I'll be interested to see how that's going to impact the high school wrestling. You know, college you could understand, right? Because I mean, you know, there's the margins are finer in college, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's much harder to get those type of points in college.
Right. Right, right. So, there's a couple of school of thought on that, but you know, that's for a different podcast. So better highlight. We're moving to the rugby world now. Better highlight, try or dominant tackle.
What was the second part? Dominant tackle.
Yeah, dominant tackle. Better highlight. Which one's a better highlight for you? I mean, if somebody's going to say, "Oh, we're going to show Corey Daniel highlight right here," is it Corey Daniel scoring a try? Or Corey Daniel making that dominant tackle?
Oh, yeah. Dominant tackle.
There we go. Yeah. Got a wrestler through and through. There's a wrestling mentality right there. Grinder. Like it. All right. Better lift. Because I know, dude, seen the photos of you wrestling in both high school and college, dude. In college, you're freaking, not that you're not jacked now, but it, I mean, as a heavyweight, you were freaking jacked.
Yeah.
better lift, power cleans or squats?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say, I'm going to say power cleans.
Power cleans. There you go.
Yeah. Just because I mean, those are both awesome, awesome lifts, but the power cleans transfers over a little better right now in rugby. Yeah.
Right. It's a dynamic lift, right? And it's explosive, yeah. dynamic lift, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Remember, you can't kick or you can't pass this one. So you're on the spot now. Better sport, rugby or wrestling?
Rugby.
Wow. He didn't even think about it. I thought you'd him and haw. I thought you'd play the margins and say, well, rugby's a better team sport, but wrestling's the best, you know, individual sport. But you went right to it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I quickly fell in love with the sport. And that kind of love has grown every year I've been playing. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And there, right there, fans, show that piece to your mini wrestlers out there. Show that to them and get them playing some rugby in the spring after wrestling season. It'd be a great alternative. And you don't get those overuse injuries, right? You just get that, you know, a nice complement of a team versus an individual sport. That's what I loved about the combo.
That's right.
You know, all right. So now we're going to get back into the RPK. So I'm glad folks stuck around again. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes here. Had a little fun with Corey, put him on the spot with some of those options. But back to the run, pass, or kick. Envision it's bye week. We're going to have fun with this one. This is one of my favorite questions I created, and it's been stolen, but it's never to be repeated the same way that I do it. Envision it's a bye week, and Coach Cross has given the boys a few days of R&R, and I'll take it one step further. I'm going to take it up, bam, take it up a notch. And owners Mike Dunleavy and Paul Sheehy have gifted you and four lads on the team, an all-expense-paid three-day trip to Atlantic City.
Ooh,
right? Atlantic City. And don't forget, Paul owns about 25 dealerships, so he goes, Corey, you can roll whatever car you can find on any one of my lots. So okay. who are the other four boys in your posse, and what kind of vehicle you're rolling up to Atlantic City in?
Oh, man. Okay, let's see. I guess I can go we'll do Brady, my brother. Chicken, Jack Ascaro, and Koi Koi.
Oh, I like that posse, bro. Like it, man. I knew Brady would be in there. That was a given, right? He's like 4 years younger than you, right?
Yeah, he is. He's 24. Actually, he's almost 25. Turns 25 on the 22nd.
Nice. Good. Well, let's get a win and give him something to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
So him, I figured, and Ascaro makes some sense because you guys were capped on the same game, right?
Yeah. Yes, we were.
And that was against Kenya?
Against Kenya. Yep. In 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes some sense. The chicken was an outlier. Didn't figure that. I figured, you know, big heavies like to roll with big heavies.
Yeah,
but you're throwing chicken in there, so that's a lot of fun. He throws something in the mix, and then Koi Koi, that's a good choice too. Koi Koi's a good dude. He's a lot of fun. We've had him on the show a little bit before.
Yeah, they're all great dudes. That's what I'm picking.
That's a all American cast too, by the way. Just saying, I like that. And speaking of that, I'm glad you said that because it rolls. It's almost like we planned this. Run, pass, or kick, there's a clear intent to develop USA qualified players within the Old Glory setup. You mentioned four, Bill Whiteside, you got Colin Gross, you've got Jamison. I mean, you could go down the list, right? I mean, quite frequently as I looked at the Ogler roster across this season. You know, there's your guys that are in the starting 15, and then the, you know, Calaxico again, here's another guy in the reserves would be all be Americans, right? So run, pass, or kick. Should the league reduce the number of internationals on a game day roster to encourage more domestic, mostly American players?
I'm going to kick that one.
I figured you would. I would say your response, if I had to guess, is going to be not right away. It's going to be, you know, perhaps at some point, but we get the benefit when we bring in high quality players like Jason, of course, at the 10 spot. You know, a guy like him, you need those guys who have been in the professional environment, been around the world, had a lot of experience that can share their knowledge with our developing American boys. But as our American boys get more experience themselves, you know, we might be able to reduce that number by one or two over, you know, in about 5 or so years, but not right away. That's what I think your response would be.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah, not something to do now, but maybe something to consider in the future.
Yep. I hear that. All right. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about Old Glory, just in terms of performance. 2-point win over Dallas last week. Kind of went against the predictors that are now posted by the league. So you kind of pie in the face, a face wash, if you will, with that musty, stinky hockey glove right to the face of the predictors. So Old Glory is sitting just 1 point ahead of my hometown Hounds, right? Put the pressure on them. You guys sit third in the table with 36 points. Hounds are right on your heel with 35 points. I think you guys got a bonus. That's what kept made the difference, right? They didn't get the bonus. You guys did. You guys both play the Sharks in one of the last 2 weeks. You guys play the Sharks. Coming up here this week, right?
Yep. This Saturday.
Right. And then they play the Sharks in the last weekend. So, you guys got something in common there, but they play the Anthem this coming week. You guys play the Gold. That'll be a really tough matchup. The Gold nipped you guys in the first week, so that'll be interesting. So run, pass, or kick, who would you rather face in the first round of the playoffs? Because if you're at like third or fourth, you know, you'd either play New England or NOLA. New England being 6-2, NOLA in the last eight. NOLA being 7-1 in the last eight. So run, pass, or kick, who would you rather face in the first round of the playoffs?
I think either team, honestly. You know, I think we're, as a team, as an Old Glory, as an organization, we're more focused on ourselves and what we're doing and what we're producing on the field. And that's been kind of our whole focus this year. It's about fixing our game, you know, being as dominant as we can be, in set piece and defense and attack. So I think it just really comes down to us. So I'm not really, I don't know who we're gonna get. I don't know, you know, how it's gonna plan out over these next couple of weeks. But we'll be ready for any team come playoff time.
Yeah, it's it's funny. We had I had a conversation with Coach Cross both just prior to the game when you guys were in Chicago, but also, you know, on a call in prepping for the game. And you know, he echoed the same thing, right? Yeah, we make tweaks, little adjustments. We pay attention to the film, but we don't put too much credence into it. And I think that's a lesson for a lot of up-and-coming coaches, up-and-coming players, right? Is play your game, play your style, you know, go with your philosophy. Pay attention to their tendencies, but don't give it too much. Don't change how you do things and what you do too much, because then that's going to ruin some continuity. Mm-hmm. So I like the response there, Corey. It's a really good lesson for young players. Out of curiosity, back row wise, right? Some pretty quality back rowers in both the Hounds and the Gold. You know, who's that tough back rower that you played against that you're like, you know, after the game, you're like, man, much mana to you. You're a hell of a player, and you're just one of those guys you respect when you come off the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say for NOLA, it would definitely be Moni Tangawea. Great player. And we've always had some, we've had some great battles over the years. For Chicago, they've had a few guys rotate in. I mean, they have some great back rows, McLean Jones, Lucas Rumble, Luke White, all very quality players.
Yeah, they both have some quality back rowers. So again, if young guys out there that are aspiring back rowers want to watch, you can watch Corey pick up a little something from his game. And then some of those other back rowers watch some of their game. And I think you'll learn a few things. All right. So we're starting to slide into the last two questions here, Corey. If there's an organization that, you know, that you have in mind, perhaps it's a charitable organization, or perhaps there's just a youth group or youth organization, or maybe it's just somebody that was important to your development that, you know, you kind of have in the back of your mind and prepare to talk about after the questions, I'll give you an opportunity to kind of have the floor and talk about that organization or that person, or throw some shout outs to somebody. It's kind of up to you, but I wanted to just give you a heads up on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Run, Pass, or Kick, there will be a 2-week break for the international window coming up just at the heels of the regular season and fits in there before playoffs. Obviously, you guys are well positioned in third right now to be in that playoff picture. So out of curiosity, Run, Pass, or Kick, do you love that 2-week break or hate it?
I don't love it, but I think it's necessary. I think it's great to be able to get, slot in 2 more international games there during that window. The timing probably could have been a little bit better, maybe after the season, but it is what it is. I think it's a very necessary thing to do, for USA and also for other countries around the world. So we'll see how it goes. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And of course you're in the reserve roster for the USA. So, you know, you kind of got to be at the ready and go situation. And one of those games is going to be in your hometown. So, yep. There's always a possibility you could get into that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I can't wait. I'm super excited to see the Eagles come here and play Romania here in Chicago. And I get to see one of my old friends from the Rugby Rant, Robert Remescu, play for Romania. Oh, yeah. So yeah. So
my old teammate.
Yep. He's a former Old Glory guy, right? Yeah. Exactly. So he's going to be rolling into town. So I can't wait to see him and catch up for a coffee or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it should be 2 great matches. Can't wait to see how the United States stacks up against Scotland too, right there in D.C. So that should be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be very, very exciting.
Yeah. So are you going to try to, I mean, if you're not on the pitch or you're not called up, are you going to try to go to the game, you think? Or
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll be in attendance for sure.
Nice. Good. All right. So if any of you guys are going to the game, look for Corey. Dude's probably going to be popping out of his shirt. Maybe, it'll be sun's out, guns are out. I don't know. But nevertheless, go up and say hi. He's a heck of a bloke and always happy to say what's up to fans and give you a moment of his time. All right. Last question here. And this is an interesting one again, because you have your roots in USA Rugby and of course, Eagle number 551. But Run, Pass, or Kick, what most excites you about the future of rugby? Just generally the future of rugby. You can pick anything you want. The future of rugby in the United States.
I would say, for one, I think you see it every year in the MLR. The game is growing. The competition is growing. More and more American players are coming through. And I think it's just a huge impact on the game in America, having the Rugby World Cup here in 2031. So those two things are really two of the main things I'm looking forward to, and just watching how America as a country progresses in rugby, and also how we can stack up in that upcoming World Cup in 2031.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. I mean,
he's back again.
Yeah. My little dog Nola's got more to say than any dog I've heard for out of her 17-pound body. At any rate, I'm looking forward to it. I on a personal note, I'll be retired by then from teaching, so it'll be a great opportunity for me to go see the World Cup right here on American shores. Maybe travel around. It'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Like the MLR, it's going to be exciting to see. Every year it gets more competitive. I mean, we've seen this year so many great games, a lot of upsets. Everything from, you know, you guys edging out Dallas against predictions to like a whitewashing, Houston's whitewashing of the Legion, you know, to a lot of 1 and 2 point matches. You guys had some tight ones with a couple of teams this season. So it's been awesome to see. Makes for a very competitive atmosphere, and it's almost sad that it's come to a close, but I can't wait to see what the playoffs look like.
Yeah, the playoffs will be great.
Yeah. So, and Corey's probably going, yeah, I'm excited to play in the playoffs, but that cold tub feels pretty good to recover.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right. Well, as promised, Corey, I'll give you the floor here in the last couple minutes of the Run Pass Kick episode. Just to either, you know, talk about an organization that's important, near dear to your heart, maybe a special message, or if there's somebody you want to throw a shout out to or a thank you to that's really inspired your athletic career one way or another. Corey Daniel, you now have the floor.
Yeah, just want to give a quick shout out to my parents, my mom and dad, who have supported me my whole life, given me numerous opportunities and countless abilities to be able to perform at the highest level, and also get me through a lot of the tough things that we go through. So my parents for sure. I want to also shout out. I said his name on the podcast earlier tonight. Tony Ramos. He was a big help to me at UNC wrestling wise, and just as a person, but then also helping me get into rugby. So I stay in touch with him. He's a great person, great all around friend and man as well. That's it.
All right. Well, those are pretty good shout outs. Pretty important people in your life. Definitely have had a tremendous influence, of course, your folks and family, and then Tony Ramos, big shout out to him. He does so much for the sport of wrestling, but the fact that, you know, he was willing to look outside the wrestling box and look to see where your strengths might be able to lead you to another step in your athletic career. That's pretty insightful from him. So impressive from that guy. So big shout out to him for sure. But with that, Corey, man, I want to thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you a little bit more and sharing your story with the fans. Again, we aim to grow the game of rugby one fan at a time, and you've helped do that just by getting people familiar with who you are and how you came into the sport. So I appreciate you joining the show for sure.
Yeah, thank you a lot. Really appreciate it coming on.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure. You have a open door policy anytime you want. If there's a special message or some important, you know, important that you want to send it out to, we have an open door policy. You're welcome anytime. It's been a lot of fun. And hey man, like in the off season, I don't know if you're, you know, if you work at the, cause your parents own a construction or your dad owns a construction company or whatnot.
Yeah,
but
yeah, my dad.
I know wrestling needs officials.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they're hurting. But but it's been great to have you on. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you. Everybody on the show that's been watching, we thank you for sticking around. We appreciate it. Getting to know Corey a little bit. And just a reminder, we're coming back every week with a rugby rant episode, and we're trying to keep those RPKs coming with each week, and I'm sure we're going to step it up. Don't forget, folks, check back in with the rugby rant, because both Scott and I will be covering those international matches. Scott's going to be out in DC that third weekend in July. I'm going to be here in Chicago, of course, when the United States plays Romania, and I'm going to be trying to get a couple of the boys on the pod real quick just for a word or two, as I'm sure Scott will. So check back in with us. We appreciate the support. And again, we appreciate the support to Rugby Now or Power Shop MLR, because we couldn't do what we do without their support. Thank you so much, folks. Thank you for watching. Again, this has been another great RPK with none other than Corey Daniel of Old Glory DC. Corey, thank you for joining. It's been an absolute pleasure. Good luck in the playoffs. And we wish you all the best health and stay in there and keep collecting those first 15 titles there.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me on. It was my pleasure. Go Old Glory.
All right, mate. We'll see you. Have a good one.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.